Okay, so we're starting something as a preparation for Pesach. We're going to start Rav Kook on the Haggadah. So the first thing we'll start off with is with Kadesh. Kadesh, Kiddush on Haggadah night. So for those who have Olad Ria, Rav Kook's Siddur is on page Resh Nun Dalid. Again, the beginning of the Haggadah Shel Pesach. So, starts off with Kadesh. So what is Kadesh? What does it mean to sanctify? What does it mean to sanctify the night? What is the idea of Kiddush? He explains, Ki chelek Hashem amo Yaakov yechevel nachlazo. Pasuk in Yeshaya says, really the literal translation is that chelek Hashem amo, part of Hashem is his nation, or a nation is a part of Hashem. Yaakov chevel nachlazo, Yaakov, Jacob, is the rope of his inheritance. What does this mean? Nachla hi nachlas emes. And the Gemara explains that this nachla, this inheritance, is one of truth. So, says Harav Kook, Hamu uaro shalei misnachalu hadoros bitzureim hakadoshim hindvarim shal emes ma'asit. The happenings that we inherit, the stories that have happened, that we inherit, bitzureim hakadoshim in their holy descriptions, are words and things of truth, of emes, and dvarim shel emes, that happened and are not changeable. Shal piat visiyeter pratit ula olam einen mishtanit me'amitasa, that based on the individual personal understanding or grasping, it does not change from its truth. Akein yesh bekocha, and therefore it has in it its strength, Liten koa chayim pratim, it has the ability to give individual life or personal life, l'kol echad v'echad b'Yisrael, to each one of the Jewish nations, each one of the Jewish nation, now have the ability to have strength, ad shekol tzir prati shebechol nefesh yechida, until the point that each actually individual soul is able to add, mosifa ba'or, as light v'chaya olam in eternity, la v'l'daraseah, to it and its generation, ad sheyesh biyad kol echad miYisrael atein koach kedusha mitzad shel hayom. So, just to explain what he's saying, ad sheyesh biyad kol echad miYisrael atein koach kedusha mitzido el hayom lekadesh es hayom. So the idea is that each individual has the ability to add to this chain, to his holiness, to the fact that something happened a long time ago. How do we know that it happened? Because it keeps getting passed down from generation to generation. I'm a part of that. I could add to that. I could add my individual light to that from the fact that I'm part of this chain. Al kein, shorish ha-kiddush ha-pa'ali bi-yoter, the root of this active kiddush, ha-prati, ha-po'a mitzideinu al-ayom, that acts from our side onto the day. Where does that come from? Unuvea bi-yitzias Mitzrayim. That ability for me to actually carry on the truth actually comes from the truth, actually comes from the fact of each of leaving Egypt, the exact what exactly what happened when we left Egypt. That's not changeable when I'm able to really pass it on for each individual. And this is the true freedom. Hayitziyah mi beis avadim, the exodus, the leaving of a house of servants. What does that mean? See, now he explains a very deep idea that he explains elsewhere. Kook explains the difference essentially between the nationhood or being part of a nation like a country that I live in, like America, being loyal to the nation that I am in, and the difference between that and being part of the Jewish nation, which is not limited to a space. Shekola pratim. All the individuals, that's part of a nation, or lashon, or language, or a nation, it is not possible for them to be nichlalim, to be part, part of the national vision, or national morals, or national values. The only way I could be part of the nation is I actually subscribe to the nation. I pay taxes. I serve in the army. I'm part of the government. I'm part of the nation. I am contributing. And the fact that I have a relationship or I receive from the nation, I receive protection. Aval e efsher klal lehem mitzad pratiyosam lishov tziyare emes harum yos omdim v'kayim polim mikorah klali shalahem barachere shal emes muchlatus masha'edikein Yisrael zera emes. However, by the fact that I'm a Jew, I'm part of a Jewish nation, that is aval e efsher klal. Again, if I'm not, if it's just about the fact that I reside in a country, I'm a citizen of a country, then there's nothing individual about me that I can draw from Tzur Emes, the descriptive of truth, that is Mimikara Klalishalem, that makes it that I'm an American because I'm an American, not because, or something innate inside of me that I was born an American. No, the fact that I'm an American, if I want to retain American citizenship, I have to pay the taxes. Otherwise, I won't be an American anymore. Otherwise, I won't be able to retain its benefits from it, right? The benefit from the country from that I live in is a two-way street, it's a two-way relationship. But that's not true by the case of the Jew. By the case of the Jew, Mashenikin Yisrael Zera Emes, the fact that I'm just born a Jew, that's already unchangeable. I cannot do anything about it. I can't change the fact that I'm a Jew. Whatever I can do, I can act a certain way. It doesn't make me not a Jew. I can never really erase that identity. Ach ami hema banim lo yishakru v'ilehem lemoshia. And the fact that they're a Jew cannot be not true v'ilehem lemoshia, and therefore I will be for them a salvation, a savior. Hashem is baruch v'chud amiti la'ad hu lehem lemoshia ve'enem tzrichem imo el nechar u'moshia im bilto, and therefore we don't need another God or another strength besides God, v'koach ha'emes elokis, and the strength of this godly truth, shu mikara kedusha kol Yisrael, which is really the source of what we are, of what we are as Jews, nosin koach ha'em lekol yachid, gives in all, in every individual, prati, in every private individual, l'skadesh b'koach atzmi v'lasos b'zeh, to really become holy with its essential self, and to become with it, muchan lahosif kedusha, to add holiness, miyuchedetz mitzido liyom, to add holiness to the day. So from my klali, from the fact that I'm a Jew, I am adding to the day. Alkein biregesh kodesh kula omer b'leilos kadesh chagzeh. And therefore, with a holy emotion, with a holy feeling, this day has become holy. Mekor yisod l'kol mo'adei Hashem kulam, which is the source of all the other mo'adim, all the other chagim, all the other yomtis, all the other holidays. L'shmiras hazichron haklali, to remember this, or to obtain or to retain this general, this klali, this universal memory, this universal memento, this universal idea, that is going and shining also b'chol ha'protius, in all my individuality, which is really just an expression of the universalism that resides within me, the fact that I'm a Jew. Hakol el ha'oshesh on the kudus ha'chayos, ha'mistavsos bo b'chol ha'medregos ha'protius ha'mahalach ha'kdushis Yisrael, dikdishon l'zmanim, nemra l'kol yachiv yichid, sheb Yisrael l'hakiris erech pu'loso, zorea tzedakos schar emes, and that is the idea of Kadesh. So just to explain what he's saying, is that again what it means to be a Jew is essentially not a choice. It's coming something from deeper than my choice. My choice can be limited to my own individual choice and my personal choices. However, if it's deeper than my choice, there's something I'm connecting to that's larger than me, i.e. God. And God's choice, and God made me a Jew, and I was born a Jew, that I'm connecting to something by definition that's larger. So the universalism that I am a part of, or the nation that I'm a part of, is coming from me, not from outside of me. It's coming from me that I'm expressing, and then by definition, adding to the nation, or adding to a time, or adding to a day, by the fact that I'm expressing that. Basha'enu came, but it's not the case when I'm just part of as a nation, or not just, but I am part of a nation, like a beautiful country like America, or even a beautiful nation or government of Israel. So the taxes that I pay, the benefit that I receive, the fact that I'm receiving protection from the government, from the collective, that is what makes me an American. That is what makes me, my choices that I make, makes me part of the nation. The give and take relationship that I have with the government, with the nation. But when it comes to the Jew, the essential holiness is that it's deeper than my choices. So the universalism or the nationalism is deeper than what I can choose, but it is the deepest part of me, and therefore my role is to reveal that, which is the first thing we do on the Seder night, which is the source of all the other holidays, which is the Kedusha that resides within, the holiness that resides within, that Kaddish, that Kiddush that I am adding to this. I am adding to this essential, I'm adding to this deep idea that I am first and foremost, the deepest part of me is the fact that God made me a Jew, and then I'm able to add my own individual ideas to that, but it has to be rooted in this Kaddish. It has to be rooted in the fact that I am part of this Chevel Nachlaso, like it says in Isaiah, in Yeshaya, that I'm part of this this DNA, this blood that I have. Or if I convert it, but I do it in the proper way, which really takes upon this bloodline, or I take upon this real identity of being a Jew, then only then can I express then what I really am. And that is the idea of Kiddush on Seder night, which comes from the ability for me to free my essence, which is the ability of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of not being a servant to anything else, not being a servant to a nation, but being a servant to the nation that resides within me, the godliness that resides within me. And that's the introduction to the Seder. Kaddish, tonight I will make it holy, I will sanctify it. I will do that by expressing the deepest part of myself. To be continued, God willing, next class. Thank you.